You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
We're really excited to be able to offer the Masters of Research. So anybody that is listening who is Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander, we'd love to hear from them in terms of supporting them with their Masters of Research. It's targeted to nurses and midwives anywhere across the country. And we're really trying to, people may be working in more rural and remote areas and not have the capacity to maybe travel to Adelaide to do their Masters of Research, but may really want to do some study and progress their career but stay where they are. So this program is really aimed at supporting people to stay locally where they are and look at, you know, may have some questions or research questions that they have that they want to be able to do within their own community. And the University of South Australia will do that by supporting them to cover their Masters of Research costs. And we've also got a grant to support their travel to Adelaide. They may come down twice a year to do orientation and then towards the end of the year, so for the duration of their course. So it's up to $20,000 support for them to travel and accommodation while they're here.
Most grants don't offer that possibility, and students have to pay they have to pay for their own travels if they're studying undertaking studies remotely.
You know, you sort of hit the nail on the head in terms of often people might be thinking, oh, I'd really like to do a bit more study, or I've got questions or areas that they want to look further at. But it really is that barrier to taking that next step and progressing it. So the university will cover the Masters of Research course, and we're offering that additional support for them to be able to travel and do that.
Last time we spoke, the program, the grant that's delivered with the Rosemary Bryant Foundation had just been announced, and there were still a few things to iron out, and most importantly, the deadlines for applications, which has now been determined.
Definitely. So if people are listening, the information is all on our website, and we've got a frequently asked questions information there as well. And we are leaving the applications open up until just before Christmas time. So looking to that sort of mid-December, around the 20th of December, if we'd love to hear from anybody who's interested, or even if people aren't thinking that, yes, that's exactly what I want to do, but just want to talk to someone and get a bit more information, you know, I'd really love to hear from anybody who's thinking about doing that, just to, give them a bit more detail.
And this actually falls in line with a growing call to build capacity within the Indigenous community so that, services like health can be delivered by Indigenous people to Indigenous people. Because they're supporting evidence that community-controlled health services deliver better outcomes.
Definitely, and I think, often there's support and scholarships for people to do their studies straight from school, so that more undergraduate, but this is really that, you know, that postgraduate, that master's level. So it's those people that thinking that they've already got that qualification but just want to do a bit more. We're really here to support them to do that. And like you say, Bertrand, in their own community, for their community, so that they can get that sense of really, you know, managing that control within their own area.
Professor Eckert, before I let you go, would you have any takeaway message?
No, I just wanted to say thanks for your time and really just to encourage people that even if they're not sure, to give me a call and to let me know, you know, if they're thinking of maybe doing a bit of study, that this is a perfect opportunity to, you know, just explore what's out there, I guess, and maybe consider that what they want to do.
sbs.com.au